I love my cat Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. What's that? You love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch cat litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Hey, everybody. We have a good show for you. I talked about what happened over the weekend, went out with Suzanne, talked a little bit about homecoming.
About Natalia's coach a little bit.
A little bit about Natalia's coach. But first, let's talk about Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
It's going good.
So this is For Crying Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
We're just two ladies.
With Kaylin.
And Kaylin with kids. Like, how many kids do I have? Two? Got some kids.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit about the old parenting.
Husbands,
topic.
Ex-husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's us.
You know what, though? We have a lot of hardcore, cool fans.
Yes, we
and
do.
I'm going to say hello to some of them right now. Like Ashley Sheik. You're so chic.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, it's not easy being green. Jacob.
So
hi.
Growly.
You're growly. Rita's rocking that bassinet.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Williamson's getting her kids rocked by Rita in the bassinet. Athena, we love your dancing. Paul, your pancakes are fleek.
Yeah.
Valerie hits it out of the park. Hero.
Loves everybody, loves him.
Everybody does. Everybody. Katarina, get that molar checked. Colleen, you're such a good skater girl. Gabby and Missy, sorry.
No.
Nope.
No.
Hard no. Ishan Vajpayee.
Hard yes.
Rebecca Lubin is so cute.
So cute.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. Kelly Brandt, she's could take you to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
I mean,
and hip-hop classes.
Amy, you're so sweet. Erin Landho. Alicia Escalante. From the city
of El Monte.
Mm-hmm. Leslie, stop coughing already. I don't want to hear about that anymore. Sarah Stefano. I think that's it.
We're excited for this weekend, by the way.
I think some are missing. Oh, yeah. What about Sassy? What about Sassy Liz? She's there. And Krista Stroop, make me want to Stroop. And Jennifer, get up.
Get up, Jen.
Now we got them all.
Excited for this weekend. Going to Palm Springs.
So excited. Oh, my God.
It's exciting. Kaylin, you going?
Oh, yeah. I am excited.
Yeah.
My kids are excited.
I can't wait.
Because
it's going to be fun.
They don't normally do anything.
Mm-hmm. Are they? They're excited?
They're really, yeah. They're excited. Sadie told me. How do I put this? This is good broadcasting right now. Sadie is not like me. Shockingly.
Right.
I expect everybody to be like me, think like me, behave like me. But no, Sadie is kind of an introvert. And she told me, because on Fridays I pick the kids up from school. And I'm always like, you got some plans for the weekend?
Right.
Talk to your – like, because when I was a kid, it was like you
– come Friday.
Friday, you're like, oh, what are we doing this weekend, mm-hmm. right? And Elby mm-hmm. has always been super planner. And Xander, if he had some people to hang out with, would absolutely right. wall-to-wall plans it.
Right.
But Sadie's always like, nope. And then – she's bored all weekend and constantly, like, while I'm trying to write or do whatever, she's coming in. She just stands there.
Aww.
And she'll go, what's up?
Aww.
I'm like, same thing that was up, like, a few minutes ago. What's up with you? And then she's like, nothing. I'm bored. So knowing that she's going to tell me she's bored, now mm-hmm. I'm like, did you make any plans for the weekend? Because that's a good cure for boredom.
Right.
Having some plans.
Right.
But she doesn't. So I had this discovery. I said to her in a very non-judgmental, because I was like, let me just try to see the world from her perspective. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you like making plans on the week? Do you not like having plans on the weekend? And she's like, well, you know, all week long at school, mm-hmm. I feel overstimulated because I'm around having to socialize and be around people all day, every day.
Yeah.
During school.
Right.
So like on the weekend, I just want to chill.
Yeah. Because that can be tiring
for her.
Looking at it from her point of view, right. I can imagine how right. tiring that is.
But so then I said, yeah, but I notice that on the weekends, you're often very bored. Wouldn't it? And she's like, yeah. I said, so you'd rather be bored than feel like you have to do like,
yeah,
turn on your. And she's like, well, my battery, which her therapist told her to explain to me this way, is drained. My social battery is drained right. by the end of the week.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, but then by Sunday, aren't you like, hey, let's party? And she's like, not really.
Right.
So I said, okay, so you just like to not have plans. She goes, I like to not have plans because then I feel pressure mm-hmm. that I have plans, which – relatable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
That's why I'm always canceling plans because yeah. yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
Why did I make plans? Now I have to do something.
When the time comes, it's like, it sounded good on paper
right.
at the time.
So Sadie told me she likes it to be more spontaneous. So like she doesn't have plans, doesn't feel any sort of pressure. Then if on a Sunday her friends are like, hey, do you want to go to the mall? She can determine then.
I'm with her.
I kind of feel like it.
I'm with her
or,
with that.
No, I don't.
Right. I understand how she must feel because like – I had plans this weekend, right? I had a lot of plans. It was just a busy weekend because Suzanne asked me – it's one of these things where she asked me like 3 months ago and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. And then it was like 3 days before, like, don't forget, it's this Friday. And I was like, what? Shoot. Oh, no. Wait. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to wear? What? So Suzanne got – because she works at ABC, she got invited. They had this – because they didn't do it for COVID – the last 2 years. So they did 20, 25, 30, and 50 years of service of working at ABC. Suzanne's been there 20 years. She gets a little Simba statue. It's really cute. And they do this big party on the Disney studio lot in Burbank, mm-hmm. which is a block from her house practically. And it's like 2,000 people. You know, it's one of these big studio parties, they got the lights, they got that DJ, they got food galore, all the food stations, they got drinks, they got everything, you know. And it's fitting for her to invite me as her guest because I got her the job 20 years ago at ABC.
Right, right.
And I know a lot of people that are still there. I don't remember anybody's names, but like a lot of faces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you from – you know, human resources. I remember you. That's right. What's her name? A lot of right. that going on. So, and then, well, I say like, I always say I go out with my ABC girlfriends. There's another girl there, Amber, and then her best friend, Michelle. Michelle and I sat next to each other every day for like 8 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
We worked really close together. And her best friend, Amber's still there. Michelle left. So the four of us are like a foursome. So the four of us went together. And then we went to Suzanne's house ahead of time for like a pre-get-together. And then Suzanne invites all these other women that she's still friends with, that she works with, that are going, and their husbands and whatever. And I'm like, let's just go to the party. Do we have to have like a pre-game? Like, why is everybody got to come over? And she's like, but she wanted me to come over early and get ready with her. Because I never see Suzanne. We're always busy.
But by the way, can I just ask you this?
Yeah.
When you think about an event like that,
mm-hmm.
does your brain on the day of or the day before start going, what am I going to wear?
Yes. Okay. Funny you should say that. Suzanne sent an email like 2 weeks earlier to the girls like, okay, these are the details. It was dressy casual with comfortable shoes. Okay, so like with comfortable shoes, why? Because it's going to be on the studio lot, a lot of walking from station to station. There's tables, but not, you know, it's more of like a stand-up, walk-around kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see comfortable shoes. I just see dressy casual, and that's my go-to. I that's how I dress. I wear jeans. Wedge heels and a cute top. That's dressy casual.
I literally was going to say wedge, yeah.
Right, Kaylin? Isn't that what you wear?
Wedgies.
Oh, yeah.
Right. See? So that's what I was thinking. So, okay, so now I've been so busy with a lot of other things distracting me. A day before – oh, no, the day – so Suzanne is like, okay, tomorrow, come to my house at this time. I'm like, okay, I've been at the condo all week. When I'm at the condo, I only have a certain amount of clothes there. And so then like 2 hours before I'm coming to Suzanne, she was like, what – she calls me. She's like, what are you going to wear? And I was like – and she was wearing a dress. And the other two girls that we're going with are wearing dresses. And I'm like, dresses? Why? I thought it was dressy casual. And they're like, well, we're wearing dresses, but with which? I go, okay, well, but can I wear jeans? And she's like, I told you, Lynette, it was dress. And I was like, yeah, but what's wrong with jeans? She's like, you don't have a dress?
No one's going to kick you out for wearing jeans.
I know.
Yeah.
I go, it's California. It's L.A. Nobody – jeans and that's what dressy casual is.
Yeah.
And she's like – and she's like a little irritated.
You're like, listen, I'm elevating my normal pajama bottoms.
Yeah, you're
look.
Lucky I don't have – I'm not wearing my Tommy Johns.
Because I'd seriously consider it.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. I don't have a dress here. And she's like, well, it's one of those. I go, I'm going to be fine, Suzanne. But I did have a pants that weren't jeans. So I wore those and a top I had sitting in the closet for months. At least, just very like business attire almost.
Right, right.
You know? Yeah. So, and then I had wedge heels. All right, that's fine. Right. So anyway, go to her house. We get ready. Start drinking there, and then we take an Uber. Everybody comes. I love all the people that she works with. It was fun to see them. Take an Uber, go there, and then comes the Lynette. You remember, like Lynette? Oh my God, I didn't see you. I'm like, oh God. And then people have aged in 20 years.
Oh yeah.
So there's some people. I'm like, wait, is that Danielle? Is that who I think that is? I can't. It looks like her, but she looks a lot different. Like, wow, she's put on some weight and her hair is like gray now and like people just look so different.
Right.
Like, I mean, everybody ages. So it was just one of those nights like, I know who is that? Oh, I can't remember that girl. And then Suzanne was like, that's so like she's got to like fill me in. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Tons of food, nice, ambiance and everything like that. Like, and then we were home by like 11. I don't want to be a terrible date, but I just went and sat down by myself because my feet were killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm done. Like, I don't need to, like, it's too much stimulation. So I understand Sadie. It was like, my tank was empty. I sat like off to the side in the corner somewhere. And then I'm getting the text like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And then I was like ready to go. My feet were killing me. Okay, we're going. So we're getting up. Now we got to walk all the way, like, across the studio to get to the outside of the studio to find the Uber. My phone's, like, about to die. And I'm like, let's go, let's go. And then Suzanne's stopping every 5 minutes to talk to me. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm standing around trying to be polite. And I'm like, come on, let's go, let's go. But it's like it was her night. I didn't I suffered the pain in my feet, and then we got the Uber and went home, and it was fine. It was fun. We had a good time.
But you were so happy to get home.
So happy to get home. It's like it was just too much. Like it was fun. It's like 10 years ago, I probably would have had a great time, but now it's like I don't know. I'm just worn down.
I think it's so funny because we were doing this podcast over 10 years ago.
I know.
And it was so different.
It was.
I mean, the kids were younger because my kids are 14, so I would have had four-year-olds 10 years ago. But somehow, yeah, I did have like a lot more energy.
A lot more energy. Yeah.
Stuff still sounded fun.
Right.
To go out.
Now it's like, what? It's already here?
Although I'm like, even 10 years ago, I wasn't drinking. Still wasn't drinking because I'm sober 13 years. But I do. I feel like not just because I don't drink, because I still like to do certain things.
Right.
But the things that I like to do now are like play poker.
Yeah.
Sitting. Snacking.
Yeah.
Playing cards. Like to me, that sounds like that's where I would be like, oh, good. I have a poker game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a poker game tonight.
Yeah.
I told you that on the show last week. I went to play poker.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And it's like, ah, okay. Same thing though. My poker playing friends, they all like, I was like, oh my God, everybody's aged
so much. I know. I know. It's...
Especially guys. Because yeah. women, we've got, you know, Botox, right. get a little filler, you know, spruce yourself up a little bit. Yeah. The guys don't really, it's not no. really super accepted no. yet.
There's a lot of dad bods that are gone beyond dad bods. Mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Huge bellies and, yeah. But, you know, everybody ages.
But I relate because you do reach a point where I'm like, I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I remember being a kid and feeling like, why doesn't my mom care more? Like, put on a bra. Uh-huh. My mom was one of those no bra.
Really?
Because I think in her mind, well, first of all, she was kind of a hippie for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But also, she just did not give a fuck. So what people thought, she didn't wear makeup. She just didn't care.
Right.
Which is in some ways really good because she didn't pressure me to care. Like, she wasn't one of those moms that yeah. was like – commenting on my weight or my body or my hair or my
right
she would make little comments that I was wearing too much makeup but I had to consider the source.
Yes,
she didn't wear any makeup,
right.
you know,
right.
But I remember thinking, like, I wish my mom would, like, wear some makeup. Like, every once in a while she'd let her kids, like, put a little makeup on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh my gosh, you look so pretty, you know. Although she didn't, she just looked like she had, like, her with makeup
with
on,
makeup.
You know? But now I totally freaking get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, what? Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Know. It's funny because my mom was the opposite. She was like makeup or hair. She was always dressed in short shorts with the payless shoes.
Uh-huh.
She called the store Penniless, but not on purpose.
Right.
Just because that's, you know, I got them at a Penniless. I like that store just to go to Penniless. They got all the shoes. Since those white pumps, you know, plasticky,
yes.
like white pumps with her short shorts, tank top, short, just like Natalia. That's like Natalia's reincarnated. My mother is her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's how my mom would dress. And then she would be like, put on some makeup or do your hair. What? Adams are going to come over. Fix it yourself. Doesn't it look like a slob? She would pull my hair out of the ponytail.
Right.
And then Natalia, which was weird because then Natalia, when she was in her car seat and a baby in the back, anytime I would hold her and I had my hair in a ponytail, she would pull my hair out and like, Mommy, put your hair down. She would want me to look pretty.
So funny.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
My kids, yeah. I'm glad. I don't think my kids really care much because nobody ever says anything. I will go to the mall with my kids
mm-hmm.
wearing the same thing I've been wearing for two
right.
days, like that I went to bed in the night before, woke up in, walked the dog in, and then I'm like, well, what am I going to change my clothes?
I'm
going to move out of sweats to jeans to go to the mall,
right?
Where I'm probably going to buy more sweats.
Right.
Also, I gained a bunch of I call it COVID weight, but now it's just – there's no excuse. A bunch of weight because I didn't go to the gym during COVID. I gained weight, and then I just never got the motivation to, like, fix it. And mm-hmm. then I just continued to eat sugar. And so now the problem is I'm not really complaining about that. Like, it's fine. I'll fix myself.
Right.
But in the meantime – I haven't wanted to buy new clothes, so mm-hmm. it's like I'm just wearing looser clothes, which
yes.
I know you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to just live in sweats because you're too, you know,
right.
big for all your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does, like, demotivate me to wear clothes.
Right.
Because, like, oh, like, this is just going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
Anything with a button.
Oh, forget it. I know. I hate it.
I'm like, I'm just going to be sucking in my stomach and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even wearing a bra at this point, it's just like,
I know.
Why?
Well,
now
I know.
I get my mom.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. But you know what sucks for me is this. So Natalia's always got friends over. And then sometimes Sonny's got friends over. So if I am not wearing a bra upstairs, I'm going, oh, got it. I want to go get downstairs and get something to drink.
Right.
I got to freaking put on a bra or at least throw on a sweat jacket so nobody can see.
Right.
All the time. Like in my own home, I got to get, you know, I can't just walk around with no bra.
Summer's been a killer because, you know, I was living in those PacSun, my daughter's turned me onto them, the PacSun hoodies
mm-hmm.
that are like the, you know, I guess they're you know, Brandy, whatever. They're right. super oversized, thick hoodies. And yeah. I just lived in them all winter.
Yeah.
Then it became summer and it was like, well, now what?
Now what? But that's the thing. Yeah. So during the winter, it was fine because you're wearing a sweat jacket. So right. no bra was fine. But now in the summertime, I'm like wearing a tank top upstairs. And now it's like I can't run into Sonny's friends with swinging in the wind.
Hey, speaking of Tommy John.
Speak of the devil.
Tommy John, we already just advertised you.
Yeah, we did.
Be happy. We literally talked about
that's right.
on our own wearing our Tommy John lounge pants. They are comfortable enough to spend all mm-hmm. your time in. You could literally wear your Tommy John lounge pants, the ones with the little elastic. Mm-hmm. I say elastic, but don't be scared. It's not real a lot. Like, it's loose.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's like the what the men's – well, I have those, but then the ones that are like men's underwear yeah.
right.
with the little – the wide
right.
band. They have – they're so cute. They have the little racer stripe on the side. They're maroon and pink. I wear them every – I'll wear yeah. them like for 4 days straight.
Well, that's the nice thing about Tommy John's. You can wear them out – you wear them out in public
right.
because they're cute.
Right. Try and get them off me.
Right.
I dare you.
And they have the bras and bralettes that are so comfortable.
You got to get into one of these. You're mm-hmm. never going to want to take it off. It's like a – it's like sweatpants for your boobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Super comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL right now for 20% off your first order, 20% off at TommyJohn.com/FCOL, TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details.
Also, ZocDoc. Gosh, I really like this service. And it is about time that somebody yes. came up with something like this.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten so crazy with trying to figure out a doctor and who takes your insurance and do they have good reviews. And like every time you want to go to a new doctor, you mm-hmm. get all like,
yeah,
you know, ZocDoc takes all the stress, all the hassle out of finding a new doc. It's a free app. It shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. You can find any specialist under the sun. If you're trying to like get your teeth fixed or fix your back or get a mole checked out, anything, they have you covered. And every month, millions of people use ZocDoc.
I'm That's one of right. them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my go-to mm-hmm. whenever I need like a new healthcare professional.
Yes. Thank God for them.
Yeah. So go to ZocDoc.com/FCOL and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not yeah. none of this like you have to wait 2 months
right.
to get with the doctor. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/FCOL, ZocDoc.com/FCOL.
Boom.
What else did you do this weekend?
So we also had – Natalia had homecoming.
HOCO.
But not for her school, for the boys' private school in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my kids go to the public school, there's a private girls' and boys' school in our area. And they all know each other because, I don't know, they go to their football games, you know, they'll go to – and also through volleyball, club volleyball – this kid is a football player, and he asked Natalia to go to homecoming, and he made a sign.
I know with the
did
coach.
I tell you, with the coach.
Yeah, with the coach.
And did I tell you the coach saw it?
No.
Oh, yeah. The coach saw it. Coach, so yes, he made a homecoming sign that said, Natalia, your coach would want you to go to homecoming with me. And it put a like a cutout picture of the coach on, like with her like pointing, you know, at the camera. She saw it.
How?
Because I think she coaches boys volleyball too, and some of the boys on the team showed it to her, and then she showed Natalia's team mates and was kind of laughing but kind of like cynical about it, and but never said anything to Natalia. But you know what she did say to Natalia? So Natalia had a dermatologist appointment last week, and they did like, you know, they did that the cleaning, you know, and the real, you know, popping of the zits or whatever. And she got little break. She got her skin was breaking out like at her jawline. And she was at practice the other day. This is going to piss you off. And the coach said, because the coach and Natalia butt heads, the coach said, oh, what happened here? And she said, I went, you know, I had a facial. I was breaking out. And she said, oh, wait, isn't that school's home? Isn't homecoming this weekend? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, God. She goes, I would be mortified if I had a breakout like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, my face is feeling hot right now.
I know. I flipped.
The fuck?
I know. And I'm
what
like,
the fuck?
I'm talking to the school. And Natalia said, she goes, don't yet. She goes, on Monday, her and like three other girls are going to go talk to the athletic director. Because the athletic director brought this coach up to somebody else and said, I'm on your side. I think if I want to know anything that's going on with this coach, please come and tell me. So they're going to go and talk to her first today. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm like, really? I go, I'd like to talk to her too. And she's like, Mom, just let us take care of it first. I was pissed. Can you believe that?
I have a story for Patreon this week.
Okay.
That is also going to super piss you off.
Uh-huh.
And it's not about a teacher.
Okay.
But it is about my kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
But what? Like,
what the fuck?
It's so frustrating when people, you know what it is? It's the thing that you always say. It's like people get a little juice and they go on these freaking power trips.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, bitch.
Yeah.
You're
yes.
a coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Relax.
Relax.
It's not the NFL.
Exactly.
Yeah. You need to chill the fuck out and stop acting like you're some kind of a god at the school.
Right.
Because you're
right.
Dispendable.
Exactly. And, you know, and she's really immature. You know, she's, I don't know, she's in her 30s. That's no excuse, but she acts very immature. She acts like she's one of the kids.
She's not in her 20s.
No, I know.
We were all responsible adults by the time we were in our 30s.
Yeah,
you learn how to behave at work.
She doesn't know how to behave. Like, she's really immature. Really. Yeah.
It's funny because, and I've told you this story before, but I remember my first job. As a writer on a game show. And, you know, you come into jobs, especially if you're like me. I was in my late 20s, but I was immature. Just I lived a lot of life, but I'd had a lot of shitty jobs, like waitressing jobs, like stand-up comedy, which you're your own boss. I hadn't really had to, like, behave.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it was a little shock to my system. That, you know, all of a sudden you can't just go like fight for jokes and, you know, argue with people.
Right.
Because arguing, you can argue at a restaurant when you're waitress, server, but you do get fired or you just get told to shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then you get all mad and you're like, God, I hate waiting tables.
Yeah.
But when you get to a real job where it counts, where you don't want to lose your job, like either you learn real fast, like how to behave yourself and how to work with other people and how to have a boss, or you don't and you're going to be gone.
Right.
Because I remember my boss who I really – I had the main boss who owned the company and he was a horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so struggling. How do I deal with this guy? Like, I, you know, in my mind – which I'm sure in this coach's mind, I had a lot of good ideas about how things should go, right?
Right, exactly.
I was like, I'm very smart. I'm a good joke writer. Like, let me just do my thing.
Right,
why are you guys
–
like, I'm telling you this is a funny joke.
Yeah.
I don't need pushback from you people, you know?
Right.
And the owner of the company was horrible. He had horrible taste. He was just not a good guy. He used to – he was had been an EST leader. He was used to like tearing down people's personalities. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I shouldn't have to listen to this guy. He's a dick,
yeah.
You know. But the supervising producer was a guy who was so nice. And he basically taught me. He took me aside and he was like, you got to stop arguing. Like you got to stop. He didn't call it arguing. He said, you can't keep defending your material because nobody wants to hear it. If people say – if people don't laugh at the joke or say, yes, let's use it, or they say moving on.
Right.
And it was such a good lesson.
Right.
He was like, you can't do that. It's going to cause problems. It's not
going
to work for you
in
life.
Right.
And I had to just go, oh, okay, I want this job. And I had to learn, okay, well, I may think this is a great joke. And later in life, if I'm ever – the boss, then I can write what I want.
Right.
Until then, I'm going to have to sometimes do it someone else's way. But I feel like sometimes maybe I'm of an older generation where they didn't tolerate it.
Right.
Nobody was like – I wasn't spoiled or I was just – this wasn't experienced and had always had a chip on my shoulder and didn't like authority.
Right.
But nowadays I think people her age
– Yes.
Millennials,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Like nobody's told them no, so then they just do whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
And until somebody goes like, listen,
yeah,
parents are pissed.
Right. Right.
Straighten your shit out or you're not going to work here anymore. Yeah. But nobody does. Why is that happening?
I don't know. She's been there a few years. I think it's 2 years. I think last year was her first year. Yeah. But from what I'm hearing, other parents are getting pissed.
Right. But obviously no one's taken her aside and been like, listen, we're hearing like you can't talk to kids this way.
I know.
You can't play favorites. This is not how you coach.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if this is going on. I don't think this is the case at my school because of this athletic director that's caught on to her and is like, I'm on your side. I want to know anything that goes on with her. But Suzanne was telling me one of the high schools, I think it's Notre Dame out here, it's a high school, Notre Dame High School.
Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks. She was telling me that because it was homecoming this weekend, she's like, you got to talk to Natalia, make sure that they know not to drink anything and not to let their dates get them drinks. I guess somebody at the school went to homecoming, I think it was this year or maybe it was last, I don't know. A baseball player drugged one of the girls and raped her. Mm-hmm. And the school covered it up.
Notre Dame?
Yep.
Totally believe it.
Mm-hmm. Because he's an athlete.
You know this for sure?
That's what I've heard.
It's a big athletic school, that one.
Yeah, it is.
That one, we would go there on Friday nights to watch the football games. I went to sports camp at Notre Dame. Yeah,
right.
And they are very big on their athletics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny little – quick little sidebar about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So when – we live kind of not that far from Notre Dame, and John always just assumed in his mind – I don't know why – because that, you know, as we know in Los Angeles, there's a lot of schools.
Mm-hmm.
And our districted school, not a great school. You're not going to want to go there. So then you – there's like other schools you can go to that are kind of all like equidistant from our house. But John had always assumed like Notre Dame, like that's a great school.
Uh-huh.
Like our kids will go there.
Right.
Which as it – and then as it came closer to LB like actually going to high school, he was like, okay, well, we'll go like look at Notre Dame. And I was like, why do you think Notre Dame is such a great school? LB doesn't play a sport. Also, I'd heard – I had – some of her friend's older siblings had gone there, and I'd heard stories about A, it's super archaic the way that they treat like the male sports kids are treated really well, and it's very like old school where they have a thing where like the girls all have to like cook dinner for the boys or whatever. There's no like girls are important in their athletics too. It's all about the boys in their athletics. All these like weird rules that come from because it's a Catholic school, so they have it's run by like the archdiocese, and they have these very archaic rules, such as no LGBT club at school. So they're like, it's basically like
so
if you're gay, we don't want to know about
it.
Like, and you want to meet with gay people, go do it off campus.
Wow.
Like, we don't sanction that. You know.
Wow.
It's but a lot. It's very old fashioned.
Wow.
And then when John found that out, he was like, "Oh, yeah, no, we're not going to send our kids there."
Right.
And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, yeah." That's interesting.
There was something else where it was like, "Oh, I know." Somebody wanted to write one of Elby's friends' older sister wanted to write a paper on something about like it wasn't political, but it was like. Let's just say like Rwanda or you know or immigrant something, and the school told her no, you can't write about that topic, political.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, so now it's
no way
you're gonna tell people what they can and can't like write about for
wow, that's bullshit.
It wasn't even something controversial. It was you know
yeah
yeah. So I don't have like the best opinion about Notre Dame. So
yeah.
And the culture is very much all about the male athletes.
Yeah, like when you say that, you know, allegedly this baseball player, I go, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see them doing it. Whether it's true or not, it's like, oh, it's Notre Dame. Yeah, I could right. see that behavior right. from them.
Right. Yeah.
But why did the Notre Dame thing come up? Who was saying to be careful?
Oh, because Suzanne was hanging out with me the day that Natalia was getting ready for homecoming. She was like, you got to talk to these girls and make sure they know. And which I have. I've told them, you know, drinks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Protect your drink. Don't go, you know, make sure you see where your drink is coming, all that stuff. So I told the girls that. And they were like, wow, it got their attention. So – which I hope. I mean, you know, you just don't know, you know. I know that the boy she went with is supposedly from all the other moms tell me that he's a nice kid and stuff. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's one of his friends. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful.
So careful.
You see all that, like, rainbow fentanyl stuff? Have you heard about that?
No.
There's this TikTok thing going around about it's a mom and she's a nurse. I think she's in Florida. And she's like, parents, listen to me right now. If I could save a life right now, this is worth it. She says, pause me and Google rainbow fentanyl. And apparently it's going around. She works at the hospital, her local hospital. She said 11 patients have died in the last 24 hours from fentanyl. And like 8 out of the 11 were under the age of 16.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Yeah. And it was – so then I Googled rainbow fentanyl, and it looks like candy. It looks like, you know, just like it would – sounds like it looks like. It's just like little pieces of – there it is. Yeah, Kaylin brought it up. It's colored – brightly colored fentanyl used to target young Americans. And that's on the DEA's website. Yeah.
Such a weird way to talk about kids, young Americans. Young Americans. They were the young Americans.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say kids?
Kids.
Young Americans.
Well, maybe like, you know, 1920s, in their 20s. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, I just – it's scary. And like, you know, so I was telling them about that, about the you – know, so, yeah, if you haven't seen that TikTok video, look for it. But yeah, it's
really
so
scary
that's why
out
we,
there.
Yeah, we brought it up
back in our day.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do hard drugs like that.
No, back in our day, it was ourselves that were going to screw ourselves over. It would be like, I shotgunned 10 beers last night and I passed out.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. People weren't.
I beer bonged. Yeah.
Nobody's roofing anybody.
No.
The only kids that got in, and people were just smoking a lot of pot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the medical grade like
right.
it is now.
Right.
You'd have to smoke a lot of weed to get very high.
Yeah.
And what else did people do? They didn't do – we were past Quaaludes.
Yeah.
I didn't really know of anybody who dropped acid. I mean, I know –
me neither.
I know that was out there, but I never – nobody should – oh, I guess cocaine.
Cocaine.
80s.
In the 80s. But I when I was growing up, my friends, we weren't doing cocaine. That came when I was in my 20s.
I tried it in high school, but I don't remember ever feeling the effects of it until I was like – I'd moved out to L.A. and then I got really messed up on – like
– yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Parenting show. Listen, stay away from the rainbow fentanyl. If you want to get really high on something, I recommend Coke.
But make sure there's no fentanyl in the Coke. Yeah. Make sure you have a Narcan. That was the other thing that she said in the video, the mom. She said you can get Narcan, I think, over the counter or whatever. You should have it. If you have a teenager, it's worth having in your house. I'm like, shit, really? Is it that bad?
Oof.
Yeah.
We all want to think like not our kids, you know?
Right.
But you don't know.
I know.
You don't know what kids like. They can know all. You can tell them. I knew drinking was bad.
Right.
When I was a teenager.
Right.
I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Not just because it was illegal, but because, like, we all – I remember the DARE people coming to my school and setting up the
crashed, fucked up car.
Mm-hmm,
and
the, right.
this person, these two teenagers died in this car because they were drunk driving. And I was like, wow, sucks for them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That won't happen to me.
Remember all that? Yeah. Remember like that they would come and talk to your school about – and they would show you – you'd have to watch these like Blood on the Road or whatever, those movies, you know?
Yes.
Like
yeah.
Roadkill. Like, just
– I remember being like, oh, God, you know, but mm-hmm. like that's not going to be me.
Right. That's what everybody thinks.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying though. It's nothing's changed. And mm-hmm. I mean, I will say that I – with the advent of Uber,
mm-hmm.
it is easier for kids to not listen. My kids know that if they were to drink,
mm-hmm.
and I've made it so clear to LB, I'm like, if I ever find out that you had even one drink,
right.
and got behind the wheel of a car, you will not drive the car again.
Right.
So either. If you're out somewhere, you either have to call me
yeah.
and know that you won't get in trouble.
Right.
Like if you make a bad decision and decide to take a drink and you're at a party and you are the one driving, then you need to call me and I need
yeah.
to come get you.
Yeah.
Or you take Ubers.
Right.
And I don't care if it seems obvious to me that you're going to have a drink or two. Like,
right.
I'd much rather that. Mm-hmm. I will not say anything
mm-hmm.
than that you all get yourselves in positions where somebody has to drive after drinking.
Right. And I think kids these days, though, from at least – I don't know. I think that they're way more responsible than we were when it comes to drinking and driving. Like they're like, no, that's just a big no. Like Natalia's told me they – you know, friends, if there's a friend that they heard of that drove after drinking, they like get ridiculed. And it's just a big – this culture. I think these kids these days are pretty – I think they've been schooled.
Remember when we were young, though, all the PSAs that were like, if somebody's – they'd show you a person who's like really drunk and like trying to get into their car.
Right.
But they can't even get the key in the lock. And then someone's like, give me your keys, Jim.
Right.
You know? Right. And he's like, no, I can drive.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Right.
Fuck you. And then they're like, Jim, give us your keys right now. Like wrestle the keys
right,
away from
right,
Jim.
Right, right.
Don't. Get in here. You're going to sleep it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to get home. That was like a big thing.
I know.
It was like people fighting for wanting to drive their car
right,
when they're like.
Right. They just want to get home.
I could drive better when I'm drunk. Get away from me. Like, oh, God, Jim's got his keys. He's going to drive home.
Right. I miss those PSAs. They got to bring them back.
Kaylin, you're too young for that, huh?
I know.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Before your time.
Yeah.
I'm making it sound like it was like in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's like, Jim just like, he has a crew cut. And he's like,
I know.
Jim, you're getting drafted into the army tomorrow. Don't ruin your life, Jim.
Don't
fucking
be a Jim.
Uncle Sam is making me... go to the Vietnam War.
I'm going to take my car.
Yeah, no, things have changed for sure. What, any updates on Natalia and a driving
oh,
permit?
Oh, my God. We got to go to the DMV. The problem is that she's not allowed to miss any practice. So she's got practice Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 6:30.
Is she still on JV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I like it better because she's playing. I like
right.
to see her play. Yeah. So, but the good news is I don't have to go to San Diego this weekend. I can go straight to Palm Springs now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
do they just not have as many tournaments?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Tournaments.
They have freaking games. Last week, they had like 4 out of the 5 days last week, they had games. I went to her games, yeah, either away or at home. I had a lot of freaking games last week. I don't know. I just go by day. Do you have a game tonight? You know, so.
I miss when LB played basketball. I loved going to her games.
Me too.
I mean, I didn't go to all of them because they would oftentimes
right.
be – they'd bus them to a different
yeah.
school. And
yeah.
I wouldn't go unless it was close by or
right.
at home. But I loved it. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'd get so excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was the loud mom.
Yeah, it's fun.
Side out!
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Side out.
I always think of that was one of the funniest stories, the clapping lady.
Oh, my God, that she wouldn't stop clapping. Everybody calm down. She's still clapping. Side out.
Yeah. I would try not to be embarrassing, but I would, like, you know, cheer for the kids. Yeah. But I know I was so bummed when LB quit basketball.
Yeah.
Because I just knew she wasn't going to. She wasn't going to ever get – once they quit, they're not going back to it. Like, right. Natalia's fine because she has the club. So even if she quit school, you'll still be at just as many games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Probably it's just not going to end. It's going until – I think July goes till.
The club?
Uh-huh.
Has that started?
No. It starts in – I think in November, I think.
Oh, not till November.
Yeah.
Kind of bummed because – Halloween is on a Monday. This is such poor planning.
I know.
On Halloween's part.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's on a Monday. Do you know, like, there's some of these private schools in our area, they give them a day off of Halloween, after Halloween.
Really?
Because they're like, kids come to school. It was more the elementary and middle schools, from what I was told, because the teachers were like, ugh, the kids come, they're tired, they're hopped up on sugar, just – they do a teacher's day, you know, and they tell the kids to stay home. And I'm like, Sonny would love that. He's been championing to get the day off of Halloween for years. He like put it in last year at school as a suggestion. I don't know. He did something about it. They said no.
Well, I feel like when the kids get older, and I don't know if it'll – I don't know what Sadie and Xander will do this year because – you know, the little kids still go trick-or-treating.
Right.
And I – like, even up to last year, Sadie and Xander did too, although they really only went, like, around the block and they were like, we're done.
Right.
Because we love Halloween at our house. I don't personally love it because I don't care about costumes or anything, and I think it's a pain in the ass because it is always a kashaw.
Yeah, I know.
Getting everybody happy with their costume.
Right.
Remember last year, Xander wanted to be Squid Games?
Oh, yes.
And then it was like trying to find – because we're always late to everything.
Right.
So by the time we were trying to get a Squid Games costume, so was everybody else on the planet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really couldn't find one that would be delivered in time. So we ended up having to come up with like a teal sweats and a sweatshirt. And then there were a lot of Xander angst of like, this doesn't even really look like Squid Game. Nobody's going to know what I am. I'm like, we're going to put a number. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is so like homegrown right now. Got some fake blood on him. He was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was cute though.
And Sadie was like, I'm going to be a fairy basically, but not something that you could buy a costume for because that's cringy.
Right.
So we had to like go to several Goodwills to find like a skirt and like, you know, so this year, and then LB, of course, LB was a junior in high school. So she was like, ain't nobody wearing a real costume. You're either sexy cat.
Yes.
Sexy nurse.
Yeah.
Or something that's really the least amount of effort.
Right.
So what she had, they went to like the Halloween store and they got gas station. Now, I know you have your gas station story, but this wasn't like a jumpsuit. It was like literally just a shirt that buttons up that says like
– 76 patches.
Yeah, something like that, right? So she got that and they have – it's like a funny – like a play on a gas station type of name or a plumber's or something. And then a hat, which she refused to wear the hat, of course, because it would mess up her hair.
Yes.
So it was like just a shirt and they all got the same shirt. But then – so they wore that to one party. But then it was like, now what are we going to wear to the other party? I'm like, the same thing. It's all different people.
I know. I don't know why. Natalia was telling me that her and her best friend, Devin, are going to be stepbrothers – for school, dressing up like the movie Step Brother.
Yeah.
For the school. And then they got – for the party, they're all getting dressed up like Top Gun or something like that. Like they're all going to dress up like Top Gun.
Where are they going to get it though?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to go to the Halloween store like they always do.
Right.
But it's like – but are you going to dress up like a sexy hot Top Gun? Like how are you going to do that?
Well, see, this is the problem. As parents –
we have enough on our plate with like what the fuck we're going to make them for lunch every day.
Exactly.
Now I got to worry about their Halloween costume. At this point, I'm like, you're old.
You're old. Go to the store and buy candy. You don't need to go to Halloween.
Right?
Yeah.
But I've always enjoyed the idea because we've always lived in a house. Our neighborhood is like the Halloween neighborhood. People drive in because it's like a – it's just a very specific neighborhood with all streets of lots of – it's super suburban, lots of young kids. So everybody –
same as our neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. So I like the idea of – I've always been like everybody comes to us – comes early, get pizza, have some snacks, everybody gets ready, and then they all walk around our neighborhood. But now I'm like, Elby's been doing her own thing. She won't be around.
Right.
And Sadie and Xander are like, you know, they're 14. They're almost 15.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to want, like, their friends to come over for pizza and then trick-or-treat around our neighborhood? Like, maybe. But yet they're not quite at the age where their friends are having parties.
Right.
But here's what I'm thinking. Maybe they don't do anything on Halloween night besides hang out in the house and pass out candy. And they should do something as friends, like get in costumes or whatever, on the weekend.
Right.
Like normal people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's a good idea.
So I'm going to let them know that that's what's happening this year. And they're going to be like, yeah, right, Mom. All right. Well, oh my gosh. We should talk about – well, we'll have plenty of more weeks to talk about Halloween. We could ask Kaylin about what the girls are going to do. But for right now, let's say thank you to Nikki Collier's husband, Joseph Collier. He's a Chapter 7 bankruptcy attorney. So if you want to file for bankruptcy and you live in LA County or surrounding area, he does a sliding fee scale and guarantees a successful discharge of debt. Go to Joseph Collier Law, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, law.com, and check him out. Tell him you're from FCOL. As you know, Wilma and Frida, of course, that, you know, if you're in Palm Springs, please come to our event. It's going to be really fun. There's drag queen bingo, in case you haven't heard about it yet. There's also going to be some appetizers, some drinks.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun, and that's and we're going to get to try some of the famous dishes.
I can't wait. Wilma and Frida.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
We should go early and get some of that that salmon.
I'm going to be eating.
Seven spice sugar encrusted salmon. Hell yeah. Okay. Also, I have a new one. So Randy May Ames took a business shout out to She writes, it's a nonprofit. She's doing it for a charity called Butterfly of Hope. She writes, in March 2020, my aunt Randy Joe and Uncle Jim lost their son, my cousin Conrad, to suicide. Through this tragic experience, they learned the importance of education for families, both before and after suicide, and that community support is the lift raft to buoy both survivors and surviving families. So they created a nonprofit called Butterfly of Hope in memory of their son, Conrad, and in partnership with Ohio State University and LOS Community Services. They aim to provide prevention and postvention education for those suffering through suicidal ideation and the families that support them. They have a big annual fundraiser that takes place in Ohio on October 8th. And you can go to butterflyofhope.org. Just even being aware of it helps. So thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy. Please
and we're
support.
Happy to support that beautiful nonprofit.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Basic Becky. She's got some t-shirts, some mouse pads. She can make anything you want. But get on it now. If you're looking to do something for holidays that are coming up, get on her website right now and get your orders in. That's justbasicbecky.com or Basic Becky on
Great
Facebook.
Gifts for the holidays.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys in Palm Springs.
Yep. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.